Let's talk about the topic of mentoring. It's important. We had a mentor earlier in our commercial real estate trends that got her into the business. But let's touch some young minds. Affinity mentoring, strong in our community, a big gala right around the corner, and opportunities for you to give back. Appreciate you in the house to share your talents. Executive Director Laura Ward. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Shelley.
Social worker degree, well-deserved, and obviously passionate about your community. What's affinity mentoring?
Yeah, sure. So we are a local nonprofit since 2002. Over 1,300 students at Burton Elementary have had a mentor. And in 2013, the program expanded to another partnership with Burton Middle School, and then 2015 with Southwest Community Campus. So between those three sites, over the last almost 16 years now, we've served over 1,500 students. And so that means and translate to about 50,000 hours invested in the lives of students right here in Grand Rapids, helping them with reading, with math, with social skills, and just having a listening ear of an additional adult on their team to help them navigate life.
What's your long-term goal?
Our intention is to come alongside students who are growing up in poverty to support them so that we can interrupt that cycle of poverty, to help expose them to additional opportunities that they might not otherwise have, and to help them on some of those both hard skills, you know, be it academics, but then also the soft skills and expanding their network.
No doubt lots of organizations do offer mentoring. What need in society drove the creation of your organization?
Well, we see in Michigan that children are lagging behind nearly every other state in the country. 22% of children in Michigan are growing up in poverty. 71% of fourth graders are not proficient in reading and in math. And we just see families really struggling, especially when it's hard to make ends meet and you're working long hours. We see students, families, for example, not knowing who to put down as an emergency contact for their student. And so there's a few needs there. One, coming alongside the school and the students in the school environment to help those young people be more successful in school. But then also really building a network of support, joining that team that's already around that child, the teacher and the parent and anybody else that might be involved, but helping to grow that as well so that they don't have to do it alone or feel overwhelmed trying to face some of the hurdles that they face.
What else falls under that explanation? I mean, there's a lot of schools that are overwhelmed as the demands on teachers are ever increasing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we see teachers that are super dedicated and working really hard, and school districts that are working to support them. But it does, I think, sometimes feel like an uphill battle when, it's hard to keep class sizes down and there's not always the resources that you need in order to be able to buy the supplies that they need or enough help in the classroom. Especially for a lot of the families that we're working with, the parents aren't able to come and volunteer because they're working long hours trying to make ends meet. So in the schools that we're working in, we see some families that are, able to do that and support, but they need more volunteers. I mean, when you ask a teacher or an administrator what they need for their school, a lot of times mentoring or that additional volunteer support is one of the top things that they list.
And there's a whole science behind this. The mentoring effect found some results here.
Yeah, so there's a lot of research in the national field of mentoring that really shows that mentoring can help young people gain the skills that they need in order to be successful and reach their full potential. So, I mentioned those academic skills, the social skills, increasing their network. And really, those are the things that are going to help young people get out of poverty and to break that cycle of poverty. And so we adhere to the National Mentoring Affiliation. They have a set of best practices. And so all of our programming is really wrapped around what we know is best practice in the field and how to support these students well, how to recruit, screen, and train mentors that can really come alongside a student and join that team, and how to make sure that that all is done in a quality way. Because, there's mentoring in itself, just putting two people together, doesn't necessarily work in itself. Yes. There is a science to it, and it's quality mentoring that works, that changes lives. So that's what we're striving for.
Laura, what does success look like for your organization?
Well, we know, you know, kind of leaning on that science that I was mentioning, we know that high quality, long-term mentoring relationships are the avenue through which youth can achieve their full potential and we can break this cycle of poverty. We know that when kids are given the support that they need to achieve success academically and social emotionally, that they can really soar. And so our dream is to be able to match any student in any school that wants a mentor with that support, and then also train them to help find natural mentors in their community that they can lean on as well. So this is, you know, a formal mentoring program, but how can we help teach those kids how to build their own network as well? And so that's another piece of it. And so, you know, our vision right now is, how can we strategically expand to the other schools in the community that want this support and to those families? We have in our current schools about 100 students waiting for a mentor, and there are just 7 or so schools that have come to us without us doing any kind of marketing or you know, research in that. I mean, they've come to us, they receive Title I funds, they're serving kids primarily living in poverty, and they've come to us and said, hey, come join our team, we want you in our school. And so right now we're really in the phase of raising the support and the capacity that we need to be able to expand. We've grown a lot over the last few years. We've added on, we're now in 3 schools from starting in just one. Our first year, we had just 8 matches in 1 school. And so over the 16 years, you know, we've seen a lot of growth, and we have big dreams for this little organization to be able to help grow the community and support some of the most vulnerable students in our community as well.
You better dream big. That's a win-win. Okay, so someone's interested in being a mentor. Take me through the process.
Yeah, so for people that might be interested in volunteering as a mentor, they can apply online. AffinityMentoring.org is our website. And there's a whole section there about FAQs and all that kind of stuff. But basically, there's an application that they would fill out that lets us get to know them a little bit and kind of their interest in mentoring and how they might be a good fit for it. Then we have a one-on-one interview with one of our staff, and we talk about the program, we talk about the role of a mentor, we talk about that person's skill set and interest and what they might be able to bring to the table. We talk about what type of student might be a good fit for them, what they might do together with their time. You know, does the volunteer really love soccer? Well, then we'll maybe look for a student that really likes soccer too. Could the volunteer help with their math or with reading? And so then we, you know, find a student that has those needs as well. And so then after the interview, there is a background check. Again, we're working kids. We really want to make sure everybody's safe.
Thank you.
So we go through that background check process, and then there's a training. So we really make sure that all of our volunteers are really well equipped before they step into that mentoring relationship. So before they even begin, there's a 3-hour training session where we walk through everything. What do you do with your time together? How do you handle potential sticky situations that might come up? Boundaries, confidentiality, separate church and state. How do you build that team or join that team of support around the student, getting to know the teacher and the parent as well? And so we make sure that before they're matched with the student, they have all the information that they need to get going. And then they're matched with a student. And mentoring begins in the fall, in October, actually. And so those matches then meet for an hour a week from October through the end of May following the school year.
Awesome. And commitment is important here.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're working with students who, some of them haven't had a whole lot of success with adult relationships. They've had, you know, adults in their life that haven't followed through. And so, not everybody, but some people. And I think that it's really important for the volunteer to be able to faithfully do that hour a week commitment so that they can build the relationship that then is the foundation to be able to address those skills the student needs.
And what am I doing for that hour?
Reading together, playing games, studying math facts, spelling words, hanging out and talking about life. It's amazing what can come about through a soccer game or an Uno game. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a fair amount of research that shows that playing strategy games actually helps to build new connections in the brain. And that's huge, especially for students who maybe have struggled a bit because of the poverty that they're growing up in.
Right. Well, again, volunteer to be a mentor. time, talents, and let's talk about the treasure part. You've got a gala coming up March 22nd.
Yeah, sure. So I talked about our big dreams and being able to reach more schools. There's two schools that we're hoping to be able to expand to in the next few years. And in order to do that, we need to raise $1,000 per match per year. And just to give you a little context, most mentoring programs across the country, their cost is around $2,000 per year per match. And so we're able to do it at about half the national average. And that's just because we're super efficient with our time, and we leverage those partnerships and being in the school community as well. And so we're looking to raise funds for that. On March 22, we're having a gala. It will be held at St. George Banquet Center right here downtown Grand Rapids. And tickets are $125 a person. That includes cocktails, dinner, dessert, mm-hmm. and a donation towards Affinity as well. We'll have a silent auction and a live auction mm-hmm. and an opportunity for people to have so much fun. Our MC is Kristen Britt. Some people might know her as an attorney here in Grand Rapids, but she is so much fun emceeing. Last year she did it for us, and I was just in stitches laughing so hard. She's hilarious. So it'll be a super fun night. We'll also have a photo booth, so people, you know, you don't get dressed up a whole lot of times. I think that, you know, to get your picture taken with a friend or a significant other and just have a really great time supporting a great cause.
And all this information on how to attend the gala and or support Affinity Mentoring found where?
AffinityMentoring.org. We have all the information on there about the gala, also about how an individual could support a mentor match starting at just $10 a month. You could financially support or provide the supplies that a mentor match needs, as well as more information about mentoring and actually signing up to mentor as well for this next fall.
Awesome. Appreciate your passion on behalf of Affinity Mentoring. You, Executive Director Laura Ward. Take care.